And we're back on In Focus News Radio, KMAN. We continue our conversation this hour, as we do every couple weeks, getting a preview of the Manhattan City Commission meeting. They meet at 7 o'clock tonight. Again, you can view that at cityofmhk.com/TV, Cox Cable Channel 3, or on their Facebook page as well. Got one more general agenda item to cover here tonight, and that's item D. And this has to do with the Kirkwood Drive improvements over there by Eisenhower Middle School. I guess it's to the west side there. And this is awarding a construction contract, correct, Mr. Feer?
Yes, it is, Brandon. It's actually, there's seven action items on this one particular agenda item, but it all relates to the construction of Kirkwood Drive as well as the Kirkwood box culvert to cross the Marlat Ditch. And it's the goal here right now is we've got Walters Drive that intersects with Kirk Boulevard. That serves as one of the primary access points to Eisenhower Middle School. Of course, middle school is expanding, bringing additional students there, sixth graders, to that area. So the traffic loads will increase, the bus traffic will increase. We're also building a recreation center there, so that traffic will also increase. And in our planning, even without those improvements, there's a need for alternative routes and improvements. There's been a lot of accidents, injury accidents, at the intersection of Walters Drive and PCB. It's 55 miles an hour state highway there, so it's too close to the other intersection to put a signal at. And so the better alternative is to build the extension of Kirkwood Drive there on the southwest corner of the property and extend it to connect with Marlat Avenue. And so folks can utilize that to access the already signalized intersection of Marlat and Pell Creek Boulevard. So we did get some very favorable bids. The engineer's estimate on this project was around $1.9 million. The low bid was submitted by Haber Construction for just under $1.6 million. We have an amendment to the consulting engineer's contract for observation and inspection, SMH consultants, for $39,450. We also have some right-of-way that we need to purchase and are authorizing not to exceed $75,000. Again, this is Walters Morgan owns half of the adjacent property that's planning to redevelop. They're building a new facility for themselves out in the airport business park and plan to have that entire tract annexed into the city and have a transportation development district put in place for that to generate future funds to help fund this roadway and reimburse them of that cost. We also have some utility posts that are within that current roadway alignment that need to be relocated. So there's a relocation agreement with Evergy. And then there's an ordinance designating Walters Drive and Kirkwood Drive as main traffic way connections to this facility. That has to do with being able to bond finance the project. And then a resolution that would authorize the issuance of bonds with multiple funds, funding sources to repay portions of the project, our state transportation improvement funds, some of the, I mentioned the TDD funds, the stormwater fund will pay for some of the stormwater and stormwater box components. There's a trail connection to the sidewalk on Marlat over to the school, so the special trails money is providing funding for that. So it's a complicated project, and it's come together pretty fast, but we're pleased with the bid results.
Great. And, you know, that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mayor Reddy. Did you have a comment?
Oh, no. I was going to say there's a lot in there. It was originally on the consent agenda, but there was just so much material and content that I think it would be better just to have a good discussion about it, right from annexation to changing some of the roadways, everything. But, you know, it'll be interesting. But these are things that happen when you're trying to expand and. There's always so many layers to something. I thought this was not so difficult, but there are a lot of things to discuss about in this issue.
Well, I think it's interesting that, you know, obviously the extension of the road will help a lot of safety around the school there to when it gets extended eventually to Marlatt. But you mentioned that that property over there at the corner of, I guess it's Tuttle Creek and Marlatt, the southeast corner. Ron, there's probably potentiality there that that could be used for any variety of purposes once the city annexes that property.
Yeah, it would be a nice little neighborhood commercial center, and we think certainly that that area of the community lacks some of that. So we think there's a strong support for that to build out to be a neighborhood commercial center.
All right, well, good. It'd be interesting to follow that discussion here tonight. We did get a caller with a question not related to this topic here, but with going back to the mall. And they couldn't stay on the line here, but they had a question, Ron. Why not let the mall go broke if they can't pay their rent?
Well, you know, that gets back to why not let all business fail? I mean, it's in everyone's best interest to keep business viable. That's certainly a significant source of the city's development. And I just don't think that's in the best interest of the community to allow that to occur, whether it would or not. This isn't there was a huge debate about rent abatement that this community struggled with a lot, but that dealt with the management of the mall itself and the financing of the mall. You know, just this has, they had no choice. They were ordered to close. It's certainly envisioned in their lease for something that's beyond their control. So, I don't think that's a good question or a good option.
All right. All right. And moving on to the consent agenda here tonight. I know there was a little bit of a change here. There's an item added here, item F. To having to do with the general obligation bond series?
Yeah, this is just, we added the GO bond back on. We had gotten approval at the last meeting to finalize the negotiation of that bond sale and execute the document. There's been a few adjustments through that negotiation process. The bond buyers that we haven't worked with before wanted to get insurance on those bonds. They were able to do that, and fortunately the interest rates and the savings in the interest rates are paying the premium for those that insurance, and so that's a good solution. We just need to make sure the paperwork and the bond ordinance reflects all that, so the bond council's preference is to have the bond ordinance with the closing date of today specified and those other provisions added back. So we've added it back to the agenda for the commission to approve.
All right.
And also on the consent agenda, a couple other big things there. Item E is a design grant for the primary runway reconstruction. As you know, that's something we've talked about off and on and as a priority. And I'd indicated we plan to delay that. We didn't anticipate there would be federal funds available in the near future for that. That would be something that would be probably 2 or 3 years away. However, because of the CARES grant and the COVID assistance, one of the things that the FAA is allowing is normally we have a 90% federal, 10% local match on even design projects. So they have a deadline approaching this month for design contracts to be considered for their funding assistance and willing to fund 100% of the grant design that is eligible. So there's normally we would have about a $3.2 million design grant for design cost. Normally we would have to fund about 10% of that, or roughly a little over $300,000. There is a little bit of the design that for the project that's not eligible, so that's the only portion we would have to fund. So it comes down to about $49,000 for us to fund. So it's a great opportunity for us to take advantage of the design and have that component then to eventually work towards a construction grant in the future.
The
other item of note, I think, on the consent agenda is item D, which is recommended change order number 2 in the amount of just over $333,000. This is with the contract with Wildcat Construction Company of Wichita for the North Campus Corridor project, the work that's going on currently at the intersection of College Avenue and Kimball Avenue, as well as College Avenue to the south, all the way to Dickens. The original project was just replacing the northbound lane on College. Primarily, that schedule was made because we didn't believe we could get all the work done with the adjacent activities from the sports programs by K-State. Since those sports programs were canceled, we're obviously way ahead of schedule, and we had great bids for this project. So we're recommending that, and we had planned to come back next year to do the southbound lanes and be a standalone project. Instead, we're recommending to change over this project and do all of the lanes now on College from Dickens all the way back to the intersection of Temple. So that's what this particular change order reflects. Actually, it's basically from the hospital to Dickens for the southbound lane.
All right. Well, yeah, it's, I drive by it all the time, and the construction's going pretty well, it looks like, and it's, I guess it's not too much of a surprise that it's well ahead of schedule, given all the events. We're out of time here this morning, but we encourage people to participate in their local government, and that meeting again at 7 o'clock tonight, Cox Cable Channel 3, cityofmhk.com/TV, and on the city's Facebook page. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks, Brandon.
Thank you, Brandon.
All right, and again, coming up tomorrow on In Focus, we will talk with members of USD 383. Marvin Wade, superintendent, will join us, as well as a school board member. I think it's Kristen Brighton who's on schedule for tomorrow. And then we'll also have Manhattan Fire Department. Ryan Courtright will join us as well.
All right, yeah, we'll talk about grilling season, I bet. And maybe some fireworks?
Possibly.
Oh, the fireworks. Boy, those little fireworks places are going to be busy. I can see that happening. Yeah, we'll see. It's 10 a.m. at News Radio KMAN. Clark, Rush, Dan, the game, Royals, all on the way today at K-Man.